Today on Gardening in a Minute, Angelonia. If you're searching for a long-lasting annual that can take the heat, look no further than Angelonia. Angelonia produces stalks of white, pink, lavender, or purple flowers all summer long. It's often called summer snapdragon because of the shape of the flowers. Angelonia is a great plant for cutting gardens because the flowers work well in arrangements and produce a unique grape soda scent. You should plant Angelonia in the late spring in a sunny bed that has been improved with organic matter. Add a layer of mulch around the plants, but don't let it touch the stems. Be sure to water plants frequently until they're established. After that, they should be watered as needed. So this summer, bring a little snap to your flower beds by planting Angelonia. For more information about Angelonia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, identifying pests. Scouting should be a part of your regular garden maintenance. Walk around your landscape a couple of times each week, examining your plants closely for signs of pests. Damage to leaves could show up as chewed edges, light-colored meandering trails, or holes. Pests can also harm stems, flowers, and fruit. If you find pest damage, it's vital that you identify the cause before you attempt treatment. Look for the insect that's causing the problem, making sure not to blame beneficial insects that may be there to help. Once you find the pests, remove them by hand or remove and discard the infested parts. Contact your county extension office for help identifying pests before applying any chemicals. If a pesticide is needed, always try the lowest toxicity product first. For more information about identifying pests and many other gardening topics, visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, layers in the garden. Visualize a woodland forest with its canopy of tall trees, understory of woody shrubs, and smaller plants on the forest floor. These unique layers create visual interest and also serve as habitats for specific forest creatures. You can use layers in your own garden to achieve the same effects. To create layers, use the simple technique of transitioning from shorter plants to taller plants within a single bed. You can also try playing with plant color, texture, and form to make the different layers play against each other. Creating layers in the garden also helps wildlife. Having a taller layer near a low birdbath will give birds a safe place to fly if a predator approaches. By adding layers, you'll make your garden more interesting for you and for wildlife. For more information about garden design and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, horticultural soaps as herbicides. Many gardeners know that horticultural soaps can be used to manage insects in the garden, but not everyone knows that they can also be used as herbicides. Horticultural soaps are made from specific salts that are found in fatty acids, a natural component found in plants and animals. In the right concentrations, these salts can be harmful to plants. Certain organic weed control products use these salts to act as a non-selective herbicide that can kill many weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Be sure to read the label on any product you choose to make sure that it's approved for use on the plants you want to kill. And always follow label instructions and safety guidelines when applying any product. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, knockout roses. Knockout roses have been popular in the gardening world because they have a reputation for being low maintenance and relatively problem-free. Several different knockout cultivars are available, including selections with pink, red, or yellow flowers and single or double forms. Knockout roses are self-cleaning, drought-tolerant, and fairly resistant to black spot and powdery mildew. This means that they're often a good choice for gardeners who want to enjoy the look of roses without having to spend a lot of time on upkeep. Here in Florida, healthy plants can bloom almost nonstop. But unfortunately, knockout roses in parts of Florida have been shown to be susceptible to pests like chili thrips and spider mites, so they aren't a perfect choice for all situations. For more information about roses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.